Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Am I the only one who feels like it is a major accomplishment to survive a Monday? And actually, this was an atypical Monday for me because I slept. I don't know why this Monday, but it was such an awesome start to the week. Not only the Sunday night show, which is always hectic and chaotic. It really doesn't matter what time of the year. Sunday nights are always nutso, but in the spring, they're even more over the top and intense. This Monday, because I slept, because there were no basketball games and only one hockey game, we not only have decided to focus on baseball and football in this edition of the show, but it was kind of nice to have a dark night on the hard court. Dark, N-I-G-H-T. Although dark, K-N-I-G-H-T is also fantastic. Did you survive your manic Monday without chucking your gum? That's the question. Aaron Boone did not. We will get to him. Although I got to tell you, as much as I could describe to you, Aaron Boone chucking his gum with intensity, with a look of disgust and anger on his face.
It's not, right in front of us.
It's not as much fun as seeing it. He sideskipped it like you would a flat rock on a pond and try to get it to skip across the water. He sidearmed his gum. I don't think he flipped his bat after that. I think that was it. He was done. Gonzo. Speaking of Gonzo, right? Three pitches later, Aaron Judge sends a ball out of the stadium. So I suppose it fired him up. We're going to talk baseball tonight. Ohtani on the mound and at the dish in Baltimore. Don't look now, but the Angels are still above 500. They are not the best team in Major League Baseball. That would be the Tampa Bay Rays. What a fantastic story they are again. So coming up next hour, Matt Snyder will join us as the baseball night wraps up at some point. I don't know if the Dodgers and the Twins ever intend to finish playing. Oh, I guess they're done now. I literally walked into the studio from where I was prepping in a side studio, and somehow the game ended while I was taking my walk. Dodgers win in the bottom of the 12th. And they are, don't look now, best team in the National League. With the Braves backpedaling, the Dodgers have once again assumed the front-running position in the National League. You know, this team that wasn't even going to win its own division, coming off a sweep of the Padres over the weekend, and now one win better than the Braves, three games better than the rest of the West. So now a six-game win streak, eight of their last 10. Oh, and guess who's leading the charge? The old man, Clayton Kershaw. On the mound, he leads the team in almost every pitching category. Strikeouts, ERA, and wins. So much for putting the Hall of Famer out to pasture. I do love Clayton Kershaw. And actually, sad news over the weekend. He lost his mom recently. his wife was speaking at a charity event, I believe, and her name is Ellen, and she shared the fact that Clayton had lost his mom, or that they'd lost Clayton's mom. He is intending to make his start on Tuesday, and according to Dave Roberts, may then take some time off, some bereavement. There's a lot happening as we hit about the first quarter of Major League Baseball. So 41, 42 games-ish for most teams. Excited to talk about it. Both individual and team. A lot of fun storylines. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ooh, we have got quite the question to throw out for you sports fans, specifically football fans. Because if you're a casual football fan and you don't already have the Peacock streaming service, I doubt that you are likely to jump on it for the purposes of one game. Except the NFL knows how to manipulate us and get our money. The NFL is taking another big step into streaming by putting a playoff game on Peacock Wild Card Weekend exclusively. There will be no other visual medium available for the Saturday night Wild Card game. Jay, I feel like we were watching last year's, well, I guess it was earlier this year. Gosh, it feels like a long time ago. Weren't we watching Wild Card Saturday? And that was the Jaguars game in which they were getting pasted at halftime because Trevor Lawrence had thrown 17 interceptions. And then they come back, was it Chargers? Jaguars, Chargers?
Right.
They come back and they win in the second half. I feel like you left in the third quarter. We were watching something else, actually. Didn't we start watching something else on TV?
Right. I think Jurassic World might have been on or something
no,
like that.
No, I think it was a Star Wars. I think it was either Obi-Wan or Andor. Maybe we started watching Andor,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah,
we dumped out of the game at halftime because we thought it was boring and we thought there was no way the Jaguars were going to come back against the Chargers. Will you look up the halftime score just for fun? But then when we got done watching whatever Star Wars series we were watching, Jay left to go home, and all of a sudden, the Jaguars start to rally.
So at one point, it was 27-0.
That's Chargers. Right. In the first half.
Right.
They scored before halftime, right?
With 24 seconds to go before halftime, the Jaguars get on the board with a touchdown. So it was 27-7 going into the half.
So yes, at halftime, like many other households in America, we decide that we are going to watch something else entirely. It was either Andor or Obi-Wan. I feel like it must have been Andor because Obi-Wan was last fall, wasn't it?
I think it was Andor. Yeah.
It was Andor. Okay, so we started watching some Star Wars series, not paying any attention to the football game because why would we? And then the Jaguars come back, which I did see the end. I think Jay was in the car listening to the end on his way home. But that was the Saturday night game. That game, we'll see which two teams it features. And remember, the NFL sets the schedule. Now, there's a fine line to walk here. The NFL wants to drive as many new subscribers to Peacock as it possibly can, because that means NBC/Peacock will be thrilled with its football partnership. However, the NFL also recognizes that if you put the best game of the weekend on a streaming service, your numbers will be way down. Just like we saw with Amazon Prime this season. Are there a lot of people who watch the game on Prime Thursday nights? Sure. But overall, NFL viewership was down on average per game because of Amazon Prime. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but Prime streaming will never, ever draw as many viewers as does network TV. So this is a risk for the NFL because the numbers will be way down. However, if the league can put a relatively interesting matchup on that Saturday night wildcard weekend, then NBC should draw in more subscribers. Here's the deal. I don't have Peacock, and I'm not subscribing to another service. I have three of them. I'm not paying for any more services. Got a few tweets earlier today because I reacted to the news with, I don't have Peacock. I got a few people that wrote to me, oh, you can afford it. It's only $4, la, la, la. First of all, you don't know what I can afford. You don't know what I'm already paying for. Second of all, as I say, I'm already paying for three streaming services, plus I have cable. So I'm not getting Peacock. If the company wants to pay for it, probably not going to happen, considering we're CBS Sports Radio. I can't imagine they're going to pay for us to subscribe to Peacock. I do have Paramount Plus. I do have Amazon Prime. And then I have one other streaming service that I share. It's for me to know and you to find out. We're on a need-to-know basis. But that's also a possibility, right? That there will be people out there who will share their logins. Somebody already offered to share his login with me on Twitter. I feel like that's a little dangerous. Can they track where I'm watching Peacock? Could the person who lent me his login track where I'm watching it and find me? I get very nervous about stalkers. I've had many, including one that was pretty serious since I moved here to CBS Sports Radio. So I'm very leery about my address, my home location being on the internet or available to people. But here's my solution, since I will not, let me say it again, be ordering Peacock. Unless there happens to be one of those 7-day free trials, I would do that just for the playoff game. 7-day free trial for the playoff game and then cancel it. I've done that before. There was once a Roger Federer match that I wanted to watch on a particular streaming service. I don't remember which one it was, but I signed up for it, had it for 7 days, and then got rid of it. I can imagine my mom does that sometimes because we like to watch a couple of different series on PBS, but we don't want to have to pay for the whole subscription. So we've done that before. We've signed up for a free trial and then 7 days later canceled it. I wonder if Peacock will have the option. Jay, do you have Peacock?
That's actually one of the services where I have a password to, but it's not necessarily mine, which is that's actually the only one that I have that for, just because one of my ex-girlfriend had it and we used to do it.
Going to use your ex-girlfriend's Peacock account?
I don't know. I haven't tried to use it since. So.
No, I feel like that would be just wrong.
I still have access for that one day to watch football. I don't know. I might have to go for it.
No, that's wrong, dude. That is so wrong.
I don't know.
What, who broke up with who?
It was a mutual kind of thing.
No, don't do it. If she dumped you, that'd be one thing. Then you could use her Peacock account and get away with it. But don't, ew, no. Come on, don't stoop to that level.
But I'm just saying that's,
no,
so
don't that stoop
is
to
the
that
only
level.
Way where I do have it. Otherwise, I don't have an account. No.
7-day free trial. That's what's happening. All right, the question is, will you sign up for Peacock to watch one playoff game? Now, it is NBC TV. For instance, if you love Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, I actually watch two of the three, but I have it on my DVR, so I don't need Peacock. There are other quality shows on NBC/Peacock Network, but I'm not paying for another streaming service. I have to draw the line somewhere. Not made of money. I work in radio, for heaven's sakes. There's not that much discretionary income. I'd rather use it on traveling. I kind of have to use it on traveling right now. So will you sign up for the Peacock Network? At least it has a cool emoji. Will you sign up for the Peacock Network simply to watch one NFL playoff game, or will you be a pirate? There she blows. Will you be a pirate? Will you share an account with someone else? Will you try the 7-day free trial? What are the chances that NBC Peacock actually does away with the free trial because they know people will be doing it around wildcard weekend? If I remember correctly, for a while, Disney Plus had a free trial and then got rid of it. because too many people were using it.
Makes sense. I could totally see them just getting away with it for that one, or just for the month, maybe, so they don't, so it's not too suspicious. But
too suspicious. I mean, isn't that what happens when you put a single NFL playoff game on a streaming service? If it's it, if that's it, and we don't have to do it every week like Amazon Prime. But here's the other solution. Listen to it on the radio. It's a Saturday night game. I think I might listen to it on the radio because you want to know what's going to happen? Within days, it'll be on NFL Network airing for free. And it might not even take days. It might air overnight once the game is done because that happens on Amazon Prime. So the game airs on Amazon Prime Thursday nights. We see it overnight here in studio. The game is airing on NFL Network hours after it's on Amazon Prime.
Every time.
So there's another option, especially for us since we don't work Saturday nights. It's easy for us to be able to wait until it comes up on NFL Network. So there are options, but I do not have Peacock. I do not intend to subscribe to Peacock because I don't need it. We'll have to get creative, Producer Jay. We'll see if that 7-day free trial, that free trial still exists.
It's a good plan.
It is now. A good plan, but I bet NBC knows it's a good plan too.
Yeah, maybe we should stop.
Talking about it?
Yeah.
Just keep it as a secret, our little secret. It's weird to talk about wild card games in May, isn't it?
I'm only curious to know that if our local market's going to be blacked out because of this, too. So say here in New York, if the Giants are on that Saturday night slot.
Oh, no.
Because then that's a completely different.
You can listen to the radio, though.
No, absolutely. But then that's just messing with.
But with Amazon Prime, see, I don't know if they would do that. With Amazon Prime, you could still watch the games on TV in the local markets.
Right.
But this says exclusively, so exactly. I don't know. Gosh, that would be wrong.
That would be insanity to me.
Absolute wrong. Curtis agrees with me. He has 3 streaming services right now. No more. Yuck. Well, I don't know about yuck. I love Paramount Plus. I watch it a lot. I really do love Amazon Prime. Now, I had it prior to it being big in the video and streaming realm, but I do like the shows on Amazon Prime. In fact, some of them are my favorite shows on TV, quote unquote. Jack Ryan, starring John Krasinski. Oh my goodness, I could watch that over and over and over again. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I could watch that over and over again. So there's a lot of really good shows on Amazon Prime. And then I do like Paramount Plus as well. The reason I signed up for Paramount Plus is because SEAL Team moved to Paramount Plus, and I can't do without my SEAL Team. But when I miss shows or I don't have enough room in my DVR for CBS programming, I can catch up there. So those are the 2 that I have that I pay for exclusively. And then, as I say, there's another one that I share, even though that's against the law, too, I suppose. What? Are you in the peanut gallery?
What? What's that?
So that's it. That's where I draw the line. I actually think I have NFL Game Pass as well, but that was one of those. Does this happen to you? They renew it automatically and you don't realize it until it's already been paid for on your credit card. Yeah.
That's how they make, I feel like, at least half of their revenue most of these
things. Right. People don't realize that they have an auto-renew set up, and then if they don't check their credit cards, they find out, uh-oh, rut-row. What's your reaction to the NFL putting one of its playoff games exclusively on Peacock? You will be able to listen on the radio. I love football on the radio. I love any sport on the radio. So it doesn't bother me to listen on the radio or catch it after the fact on NFL Network. Since it's a Saturday night. Now, if it was a Monday night, I probably couldn't do that because we'd have to come on the air right after the game. So I'd love to hear from you. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jay, do you want to do a poll? Do you want to do actual question? Okay, Jay's going to put up a post on our social media. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Actually, I suppose I could check with Bob and see if he has the Peacock Network.
I mean, the option's
there. He does have Prime. That part I know. He doesn't have Paramount Plus, but I have that one. So, yes, I'm I'm willing to share. Maybe I can convince him to buy it. To subscribe to it.
Yeah, it's easier than the free trial.
Except I don't want to do that to him because if he's not going to use it, I wouldn't want him to use his money on it. Interesting. It's annoying. I'll say that. It's annoying that playoff games are going to be on streaming services, but it's not the last time. Seriously, it's not the last time. This is going to happen. I am in this weird space about it where I recognize the money that's available for sports leagues and even teams. At the same time, there are people who can't afford it. And there are people out there who have to choose between buying gas and buying groceries. It seems over the top to charge people or to have people pay to watch a playoff game. Just especially if you're only getting one. So I do hope that there is a free trial or that there is the option to watch it locally on TV. But it seems extreme to ask people to sign up for a streaming service specifically so that they can watch one playoff game. At what point does the NFL milk the last bit of money out of its diehard fans? So again, I'd love to hear your reaction. Jay put up a post on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page too. We've got a little more football fun to mix in. Did you see Josh Allen taking BP on Monday? And really neat story. I'm already looking ahead now. Dennis Allen about Foster Moreau signing with the Saints. This could be one of the great stories of the upcoming NFL season. We're just getting started. I actually talked too long. I blew right through our break. As though we're streaming or something. So find us on Twitter or Facebook. You can give us a call too. Love to hear from you. We'll do a lot more baseball on this edition of the show, but straight ahead, our Final Four is set in both hoops and now hockey as well, a game 7 on the ice in Dallas. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Keep it going with the stick and then lift it out by Dallas. 4:05 and counting. Giveaway. Here's Hintz. He's in. He scores! Rope Hintz! Late in the second period, it's Hintz who draws first blood in game 7.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was late second period in Dallas between the Kraken and the Stars. The tension building and Rupe Hintz goes top shelf after a puck is mishandled. Oh, gosh. Right in front of the zone. He's able to, pretty nifty move, and arrested away from the Kraken defender and boom, is looking at a wide open net and goes top shelf above Philip Grubauer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Dallas Stars, they've got the experience. They've got some veterans. Seattle, of course, this incredible story as a franchise, an expansion team, and the way that they've been able to piece together some history here and the fans they've gotten on board in.
Puck underneath the Stars' end line. Worked over to Dadonov. He'll flip it all the way down the ice. First to it is Wyatt Johnston. And a backhand. He scores!
Oh, my!
What a shot! Wyatt Johnston upstairs. And with 7:12 left in the third period, how big is that? Makes it a 2-0 lead. It's Glendening out there with Pavelski, Ben, the defenseman Haskinen, and Suter. A half dozen Kraken trying to pull off a miracle. Crowd standing, towels waving, 9.2 to play, third period, game seven. Stars unable to win the draw. Shot from the point, saved by Udger. Ben's going to get to the loose puck. He will clear it. And this terrific Star season still has more to come. For the second time in the last 4 years, the Stars are going to the Western Conference Final. They beat the Kraken 2-1 in game seven, and they win the best of seven series 4-3.
That's Josh Bogorad on Dallas Stars Radio. So Peter DeBoer is now the head coach of the Dallas Stars. Do you know he's undefeated in game sevens? I think it's 7-0. I have to go back and look, but he's undefeated. And he spent time with the Golden Knights. He also spent time with the San Jose Sharks before that. So he's got quite a track record in game sevens. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The head coach of the Stars raving about his 20-year-old forward, Wyatt Johnston. 20 years old, and he had the second goal, really the clincher for the Stars in this one.
It's an elite, world-class play by one of the youngest players in the league. Just phenomenal. Yeah, I can't say enough about him.
Pretty incredible. And the internet, the interwebs, specifically Twitter, blew up over Wyatt Johnston as the Stars complete the Final Four on the ice, and it will be Stars and Golden Knights coming up in the Western Conference Finals. As for Wyatt, what he really wants to talk about is his goalie, Jake Oettinger, really anchoring that defense in what was a far more tense game seven than what we'd seen through the first six games of this series, right? Where there were only 50 goals scored in the first six games. This one was the kind that kept you on the edge of your seat the whole way through.
Jakey obviously gives us a chance to win every night. I mean, he doesn't even give us a chance to lose sometimes. So, I mean, it's awesome. We want to, you know, help him out as much as he can, because, I mean, he bails us out a lot.
How about the 20-year-old coming up with a new twist on the cliche? I actually was really impressed by this. Not only do we get he gives us a chance to win every night, but then we get the twist. He doesn't even give us a chance to lose every night. I like that. I haven't heard that before. And he's a 20-year-old. These Gen Zers.
Doesn't even give us a chance to lose sometimes. So.
Coming up with some new stuff there. So yes, for Jake Oettinger, 21 saves, which I wouldn't say that's a ton of work, except really Seattle. Both Seattle and Dallas generated some quality chances, but until they got to that goal by Roope Hintz, nothing could get through. They both were doing their best work in this game seven, and it's always good to see when you have a game seven that just builds in terms of its tension and its electricity. So the team, the Stars, get to their second Western Conference Final in 4 years, and this team primed and ready. But what can you say now as they're into the Final Four? Jake Oettinger.
Everyone in that locker room believes we can win the whole thing, and this is just unbelievable. It's so fun, and I'm just so happy to be where I am.
Well, that's cool. He doesn't sound very happy, but I get it. It's actually against NHL rules to sound excited. You're not allowed to when you do post-game pressers.
I'm just so happy to be where I am.
Just so happy to be where I am. In fact, you're supposed to deadpan. You're not allowed to crack a smile, really. Once you're off the ice, you can show zero emotion. All right, so the Kraken, an amazing story. Their first ever playoff wins as a franchise, their first ever series win as a franchise. Here they are, and they eliminate the Colorado Avalanche in game seven, remember? Now here they are, and they're giving the Dallas Stars everything they can handle. So Yanni Gourde, what did you see from your franchise in terms of its growth this year?
Super proud, honestly. We battled super hard all year long. We built something here this year. Started last year, but I think we took a lot of steps in the right direction this year. Obviously, that's not the end result. The end result is a little bit further. But super proud of these guys. They battled hard the whole year, and every time we stepped up, we never quit. Young guys stepped up, older guys stepped up, everyone did. And it's been a lot of fun playing with these guys.
Two game sevens. I think we've done a great job. I don't think we came out as good as we did in game six, but we found a way to battle back there. And I'm really proud of this group and how we played the whole season and the playoffs. And it's a tough pill to swallow for sure, game seven.
Philip Grubauer, outstanding for the Kraken, 26 saves for him. But if you watch the game, you recognize that he was on the line. He was the last line of defense on several really high percentage scoring chances by the Stars. And he kept the Kraken in this game and kept it close the entire way through. I found it. It's kind of cool. Here's your Peter DeBoer nerd alert. Are you ready? I was right. 7-0 in game sevens, but not just that. Third coach in NHL history to win a game seven with four different franchises. Okay, there are lots of numbers there. 3, 7, 4. But he's only the third coach in hockey history to have a game seven, so winner take all victory with four different clubs. I named three of them. Can you name the fourth, Producer Jay, without looking?
Flyers?
Close. Not quite. Same time zone. Actually, same region of the country.
What year?
I don't know. Would you like me to look it up?
Nah,
it was
right.
Pre-San Jose Sharks, though.
Pete DeBoer.
Mm-hmm.
Not Carolina, right?
Nope.
No. Not sure.
That Dexter Henry, do you know?
I do not know.
I didn't know this either,
you
actually.
Said same region, so Northeast?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I didn't know this. I didn't know his history
Bruins.
Started with this team. Actually started with the Devils.
The Devils, huh?
Yeah, maybe because he would have won a game seven with them. Still, that I'm trying to figure out when that would, I have to look it up, like when that would have been, because I just remember him with the Sharks. That's the first time that I kind of remember.
I guess late 90s during those runs?
Yeah, maybe that would explain it since I wasn't working in the business then.
Yeah, it would have to be then.
Yeah.
I was like five.
You were also not working in the business then. So congratulations to Dallas Stars, Pete DeBoer, but also congratulations to the Kraken because this was one heck of a run by then. And, of course, you know these franchises, even though this is a group, I mean, Philip Grubauer is no stranger to Stanley Cup playoffs, but the idea of building a culture in Seattle and the way that the fans came on board, it's cool. It was one of the great storylines of this Stanley Cup run so far. And for them to kind of set the stage now, they're only a two-year-old franchise, but to set the stage with all this drama and this excitement and the way fans showed up, the noise, the din in Seattle, it's not the Seattle Supersonics, but they've got a new game in town there, which is fun. All right, find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook account. We're asking you, and we're getting a lot of responses already. Will you sign up for the Peacock Network specifically for an NFL playoff game, Dexter Henry?
I'm already signed up for the Peacock Network, so I'm good. I'm very intrigued to see. I was thinking about this all day. Will people sign up who don't have Peacock just for this NFL
playoff? Well, I already said I will not because I have multiple streaming services. I'm not signing up for Peacock just for one playoff game. So here's the secret.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the secret. And if it were a Monday night, I couldn't do this. But because it's a Saturday night and we don't have a show that night, the game will air on NFL Network hours later. And you don't have to pay for it. It happens with Amazon Prime every Thursday night. The game airs overnight while we're here in studio.
Is it going to bother you that you're not going to be able to see
it live?
I'm going
to listen to it on the radio.
Old school.
Yeah, it will be. Oh, I love play-by-play. It'll be on the radio. I'll follow it. And then I'll watch it when it comes up on NFL Network the next day.
What you're saying, I just want to say this, Amy, I think that you're saying for a lot of people, look, you're at the point where you're sort of either priced out. You have too many things in terms of streaming. I'll be honest. The only reason I have streaming is Peacock is I'm a huge English Premier League fan, Liverpool fan.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I have it for
that. Gotcha. All right.
I'll be honest. If I didn't, I probably would roll with you and not pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's that's the conundrum, right, for NFL fans or really for just sports fans in general. Because when these events and games continue to migrate to streaming, people are going to have to decide how much they can afford. And the NFL is taking a bit of a risk here because it's one game. It's one game, and it's a Saturday night. Are there people who are willing to skip it and wait till it shows up on NFL Network or listen to it on the radio?
And I think it kind of matters what the matchup is, too, right? Like, what if this is Cowboys, whoever plays against
the Cowboys? We talked about that, because last year it was Chargers-Jaguars on Saturday night. It was a blowout at halftime, but Jacksonville came back to win.
Yep.
But if they would put, as you say, Packers, Cowboys,
Steelers.
Chiefs aren't usually playing on wild card weekend, but still.
Big teams, right.
Teams with high profile quarterbacks. Would people sign up just to watch San Francisco 49ers, right? Would they sign up just to watch that game?
I think a lot of people that say no, if they're out of market, they're signing up.
Mm.
I think that's the thing. Because if you're in market, you'll get the game on NBC.
We think.
No, I actually read that.
You read that. Okay, good. All right, so there you go.
Game on NBC.
You get the game on NBC if you happen to be in the market. I suppose we could take a road trip and just go to the market then.
That's a good move.
It is. All right.
Although that would cost more than streaming.
It might. Dexter Henry has given us a few tips here about NBC and Peacock. But you can answer our question on both Twitter and Facebook. Baseball top of the hour. Excited about that. Ohtani was on the mound in Baltimore today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here's the pitch on Shohei, swings and hits a high drive, well hit into right center field, and that ball is way out of here. Shohei Ohtani connects a three-run homer. No doubter, it's showtime.
Shohei hit a home run 462 last year against Colorado. He swings at this one and drives another ball deep into right center, diving, unable to make the catch is Babra. And now he will get up and pick the ball up, and Shohei's going to head into third, and he is there easily with a triple. Here's the 2-2, and that's a chase and a miss. He got him on a sinker, struck him out swinging. And Shohei is having his best stretch in this ball game. He's now retired the last five in a row, and in the five in a row he's retired, he struck out three of the five.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Terry Smith and the Angels Radio Network as the Angels and Ohtani and Mike Trout, who's still upright and healthy. Wow. They take this game in Camden Yards. And Ohtani, while he's not pitching his best right now, his numbers are up over his last few starts. He still gets the win, moves to 5-1, over seven innings. Now, again, this is while he's hitting in the three hole. Over seven innings, he allows three home runs, five total runs on four hits and a couple of walks, though he does strike out five. And while he's got the bat in his hand, he hits home run number 9 and is a double shy of the cycle. Thinking his final at bat, he had a single to left field but couldn't stretch it into a double. So he's on base 5 times. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He is that close to having yet another piece of history for guys who pitch and guys who rake.
Yeah, I was aware of it. Not just that at bat, but the at bat before, I was aware I was double shy. But I didn't pitch great enough today, so that was kind of bugging me. So couldn't really think about it too much at the plate.
I love that. He knew he was a double shy of the cycle, as you hear Ohtani through his interpreter on Bally Sports West. Well, you hear him first, but he was annoyed because he didn't pitch his best. And so for that reason, he wasn't focused on potentially having history, which, in case you're wondering, no pitcher in baseball history has ever hit for the cycle. Ohtani, the first starting pitcher since 1964 to reach base 5 times. When he was asked about that, his response was something along the lines of, well, very few pitchers actually hit like I do, so there's a small sample size. Well, yes, that's true. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Interesting question from a reporter to the Orioles' Dave Hyde about what he'll tell his grandkids when they ask him about Ohtani years down the road.
I'm going to tell him that I don't know. He's a great player.
That's not good enough.
Tanner Scott got him to fly out in the 13th or 12th inning in Anaheim, 2019. I don't know. I mean, he's one of the greatest players we've seen. He's, a special talent, and I don't think that we're going to probably see anybody that talented that can do what he can do on the mound and at the plate.
So they face Ohtani, what is it, every inning, right? Whether it's on the mound or at the plate, you really can't get away from him until he's done with his pitching performance. And a lot of times he goes seven strong. But they do get three runs off of him. No, I take that back. Ohtani gets three RBI and three runs on four hits off of the Orioles. And if he's not hurting you one way, well, then he's hurting you another way.
Well, he's one of the best players on the planet. So, you know, for me, I thought we scored five runs off him and a few homers. You know, I thought their at-bats were as good as you could be. We didn't get a ton of hits, but scored up three balls and put them over the fence. You got to pitch to him better than we did tonight.
Did someone say home runs? Oh, we got a few home runs before we hit the top of the hour.
1-2. Swing and a high drive. It's right field and pretty deep for Springer. He's going to turn and watch, and it's gone. A home run into the elevated Yankee bullpen and straightaway right. Aaron Judge has gone yard here in the top of the first off Alec Manoah. It is home run number 9, 3-2 to Judge. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, center field, it's deep. Kiermaier turning, watching, it is gone. A home run, the second of the game for Aaron Judge. And the Yankees are lighting it up in Toronto. It's 7-0 New York.
Few fireworks for the New York Yankees on the road against the Blue Jays, but Aaron Judge isn't even in the top five in home runs so far this season. Max Muncy of the Dodgers has 14. Pete Alonso of the Mets has 13. And then, are you ready? Patrick Wisdom. That's a great name. I need that name. Patrick Wisdom. Do you think is it too late in my life to change my name to Amy Wisdom?
I like that.
Patrick Wisdom of the Cubs, new on the scene with a dozen home runs. And then you've got a bunch of different guys who are behind that. All right, speaking of diamond drama, time to get caught up. But a quarter away through the season, Matt Snyder will join us next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.